And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Hi everybody, good morning to you. Welcome right around the country from wherever you're joining us in Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane, Adelaide or Perth across the Macquarie Media Network. It is the House of Wellness for the next 60 minutes. We're here to help you get well, stay well, live well and look fabulous in the process. And to that end, our phone lines are open, 131873. If things aren't quite right, tell us what ails you. Our experts are here to help you across the next hour or so. We have our favourite pharmacist and medical herbalist by my side, Gerald Quigley, hello.
Good morning, Ed, and good morning to a very special guest we have as well.
The lovely Jo Stanley. Hi, Jo.
Oh, it's lovely to be here on this glorious morning.
Do you know what? We espouse health and wellness and happiness, but look at the three of us, beaten mentally over the last 24 hours. Our two footy teams have been swept out of the finals race.
It's true. I mean, to love is to hurt, isn't it?
Yeah.
And
it's all part of growing up, Joe.
It's a part of sport. Yeah. Unfortunately, you win and you lose. And, we're all three of us on the losing side this weekend.
Geelong Cats, Gonski, our beloved Pies, maybe next year.
Very heartbreaking.
Anyway, that's the highs and lows of sport. It's a different sort of love, isn't it? A different sort of love. But we're here to spread the love today. Do you know what's coming up on Wednesday? And I can't believe you have this. World Pharmacist Day.
Joel. And it's about time. I think there should be one of these a month, not one a year.
What happens on World Pharmacist Day?
Well, people rush into their local pharmacy and hug the pharmacist. Mm-hmm. That's the first thing you do.
It's a bit handsy, this festival. A bit handsy.
Well, and there's nothing wrong with that. We've lost the ability to touch, haven't we? People don't touch one another these days.
What are you talking about? I feel like people are touching way too much.
No. I'm talking about, just being able to confidently walk into a pharmacy and shake hands or do whatever.
Well, I look forward to celebrating you and all pharmacists on World Pharmacy Day.
Thank you, Jo.
Gerald.
Thank you. Gifts of red wine are accepted.
Oh, no, what do you do? Do you get together and have a little champagne, toast each other?
Any opportunity to get together and do that is always worthwhile. You know that.
I do, absolutely.
A few little ginkgo biloba shooters. I mean, the joke was you were always just the conduit between the scrawled handwriting of the doctor.
Yes, that's
fulfilling
still
the script. Right.
Yeah.
It's his third language, isn't it, really? And we're going to see what else the vital role is of the pharmacist, the changing role in the community.
It is a changing role. In a way, it's never changed, but more than ever these days, we see more medications, more complications potentially. So our role is actually even more than normal.
Normal.
More than normal.
The A to Z of vitamins today, what else are we looking
at? We're looking at probiotics today, particularly high-strength multi-strain probiotics.
Fantastic.
We'll chat about that later on.
Very vital indeed. And now the World Alzheimer's Report came out this week. It's called Attitude to Dementia, and it's forecast really alarming growth in the world of dementia. It could more than triple over the next 40 years. There's something like around 50 million today across the globe. It could be 152 million by 2058. The studies also revealed what is a rather startling lack of knowledge around it. Two-thirds of people believe the disease is a normal part of aging rather than actually a neurodegenerative disorder. So we'll discuss that further with Associate Professor Michael Woodward, who's our first guest. He'll be joining us. He's the Chief Medical Advisor of Dementia Australia here in Victoria, and we'll get his thoughts on that as well.
But the really important thing to learn from that report is that prevention is key, of course.
Yes.
Remaining physically active, remaining mentally active, remaining connected with your community.
Yes.
Absolutely crucial. And that you should not be putting your head in the sand, that you can actually address it and do something about it.
Absolutely.
It's a bit of a cruel thing. And I sometimes get contact from people that perhaps someone in the family has said, "Oh, Granny, you're getting dementia." And people worry about that phrase. They think, "Oh dear, I've actually put the car keys down and I can't remember where I put them." That's just being forgetful. That's no big deal. We all do that. But yet there is this stigma associated with it. And chatting with Michael, who is an absolute legend in this part of the health scheme, will be really something to look forward to.
Yeah. Great stuff. We'll take your calls across the next hour or so as well. All our callers going to Wear get themselves in the draw for the $100 gift voucher to go and spend at any Chemist Warehouse store. We'll get to your calls in the next break or two. 131-873 is our number. No matter where you are listening to us right around the country. Big show on the House of Wellness TV version for Channel 7 as well coming up. So many great segments. Just flag one for us if you would. I know. I don't know if I could pick a favourite out of today.
Well, this particular story I'm quite close to because I've been lucky enough to be a part of a few different fundraising organisations towards ending childhood cancer. So there's a story around gene therapy treatment that is cutting edge, happening in Australia, heading towards what they call zero childhood cancer. It's the project. And, it's amazing to learn that the goal is for no child to be dying of cancer. Yeah. And, you know, they're getting closer to this goal. It's a really extraordinary science that we're doing here in Australia.
Fantastic stuff. Looking forward to finding out a little bit more about that and your contributions as well. We'll take a little break. Our first guest not too far away. We're going to be chatting with Associate Professor Michael Woodward after this on The House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Right now, selected big brand vitamins and cosmetics are half price. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
We'll drop everything. It's the Chemist Warehouse half-price vitamin sale. It's on now, and that means there's half-price off Blackmores and Swiss vitamins. There's half-price off all Bioglan and Nature's Way vitamins, and half-price off Naturopathica and Wagner vitamins. With half-price off these selected vitamins, you won't want to miss out. So drop everything and rush to the Chemist Warehouse half-price vitamin sale. It's on now. With vitamins this cheap, you'll want to be quick. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Great to be with you on the House of Wellness this weekend. As we mentioned at the top of the show, the World Alzheimer's Report for 2019 is just out this week. It's called Attitudes to Dementia. It forecasts the number of people with dementia worldwide would more than triple over the next 40 years or so. Here in Australia, we have nearly 500,000 people living with dementia. It's the second leading cause of death in our country and the leading cause of death amongst women, in fact. By 2058, the number of Australians with dementia is expected to soar past the 1 million mark. The study also revealed, though, what is a startling lack of knowledge surrounding dementia, with over two-thirds of people surveyed across all the country still believing that disease was a normal part of the ageing process rather than a neurodegenerative disorder. So we thought we'd find out more, and we're joined by the Associate Professor Michael Woodward, who's the Chief Medical Advisor for Dementia Australia in Victoria. Nice to have you with us, Doc.
Yeah, good to be there.
Michael, good morning and thank you for your time. We're really lucky to have you. Michael, can you tell us essentially the difference between dementia and Alzheimer's? Because they are lumped together, aren't they?
Yes, and it's a common question. The truth is that there are many causes of dementia. Alzheimer's is by far the most common, but it's also true that many people with Alzheimer's do not have or do not yet have dementia because we know that what happens is with Alzheimer's you have a build-up of toxic proteins in the brain, and it takes about 15 to 20 years before you start having memory and have some other changes, and then you start becoming dependent, and that's the stage we call dementia. So basically, some people with dementia don't have Alzheimer's, and many people with Alzheimer's don't yet have dementia.
So does that mean that I could be diagnosed with Alzheimer's, or do I have? Will it generally wait until I have signs of dementia for me to be diagnosed with Alzheimer's?
Most people only go and seek attention when they have significant memory problems.
Right.
That's the stage we call mild cognitive impairment. Then mild cognitive impairment is followed by the dementia stage. But yes, there are certainly many people with Alzheimer's who have the disease in terms of the build-up of these toxic proteins and yet don't yet have dementia. So there's an opportunity here to modify their disease and hopefully stop or delay their progression to dementia.
Oh, right. Okay. So what are the signs of dementia? Because I read that 250 people a day in Australia are being diagnosed, which is a huge amount. What are we looking out for?
Yes, it's certainly a major problem. One person every 3 seconds is diagnosed around the world. So we look for significant memory problems. And by that, I mean, not just forgetting occasionally where you put your keys, but forgetting repeatedly that you've got an appointment, or maybe even becoming confused about the name of somebody standing next to you that you should know. So these are some of the changes that can occur with dementia, with Alzheimer's being the commonest cause of dementia. And when we have these problems, we should start seeking some clarity about what's going on.
So, Michael, what's the first step if you've got someone in the family that you're worried about with that little issue there where they repeatedly are having issues? The GP is the place to start for that mini mental test or whatever it's called. Is that where you start?
You should start by speaking to your GP, and he or she should perform some form of what we call cognitive assessment, and that might indeed be a mini mental state examination, or there's others that GPs and specialists use. In the very early stages, probably a better test is what's called the MOCA, the Montreal Cognitive Assessment, because it's more sensitive to that early decline. But we certainly shouldn't ignore it. We certainly should seek a diagnosis, and we should be very diligent about what we do with our lifestyle to slow down the progression of this disease.
So what lifestyle factors can we contribute to slow down the disease?
So there's pretty good evidence now that if we have a good amount of exercise, at least, and that's why you might hear a bit of background noise. I'm walking off to give a lecture, I'm afraid. But a good amount of exercise, 40 minutes five times a day is good. We should also make sure that we have a healthy diet. The Mediterranean diet is said to be the healthiest diet, and that's the one we should aim to have. And we should also make sure that we keep our brain and our social life as active as possible. So what I mean by that is making sure that we're doing things above what we would normally do in our day-to-day life. It's a misconception that we're active with our brain all the time, but just like our physical exercise needs to be attended to, so does our mental exercise.
Michael, if there are a couple of things that you could change tomorrow about dementia, Alzheimer's, mental health generally, what would they be?
Oh, the first one would definitely be a greater awareness, and along with that, less stigmatisation. This idea that, my goodness, you know, he or she's got Alzheimer's, we'll keep away from them and we won't talk to them. Just like we used to stigmatise people with cancer or people with intellectual disabilities, other disorders, we shouldn't be stigmatising Alzheimer's disease. So they're the things I'd change initially. But we need drugs that can slow down this build-up of these toxic proteins. And we're working on that. Our site at the Austin in Melbourne and many sites around Australia are trying to develop drugs that will modify these proteins so that even if you're diagnosed as having the early stages of Alzheimer's disease, you won't progress to significant memory loss, you won't progress to dementia.
Okay. Yeah, that's just amazing.
That's so fascinating. And I now, I feel like I need to take up Sudoku or something like that. I mean, how are we to be exercising our brain in different ways to our normal everyday function?
Yeah, we should do something that's a bit different to what we're comfortable with, something that takes us out of our comfort zone. So that might be doing something arithmetical if we're more numerical, learning a language, learning a musical instrument, learning how to play bridge or mahjong or something like that, something that's a little less comfortable that will take us out of our comfort zone. But I'll also say that when we do have the stage of mild cognitive impairment, where our memory is significantly affected, there are other options there. One that this program has been talking about quite a lot recently is a medical food called Suvinate. That can be very helpful when there's significant problems with our memory.
Okay, and I really think that avoiding isolation is absolutely key, and I love what you say there, Michael, around just let's take the stigma away from it and reach out for people who are struggling rather than avoiding them.
Sure, yes. Yeah. And, Michael, that was going to be a question of mine. Is dementia and Alzheimer's today, is it always been around? So 30 years ago, were the rates the same and we are more aware, or what's been the change?
Yeah, no, the age-adjusted rates have not changed. There's a misconception that Alzheimer's is a relatively new disease. Certainly when Alzheimer described it for the first time in 1903, it was felt to be a rare form of dementia, but we now recognize, and then the other form was just senility, and then was thought to be due to multiple strokes. But we now realize that Alzheimer's disease is, in fact, a very common disease that affects many people, and the only reason there seems to be more of it around is we're recognising it more, and we have an ageing population. The greatest increase in Alzheimer's is in our region, the Asia-Pacific region. India and China are going to contribute to about 70% of the increased numbers of Alzheimer's over the next few decades.
Wow.
All right, Michael, I notice you're walking to your presentation.
I love it.
They say one of the great things also is to switch off the GPS and so on. Try not to drive the same way to work or to school or to the office.
Yeah, careful with that plumber there, Michael.
So I'm hoping you're taking a different way to this function than you normally might, just to exercise your brain and exercise your body, Michael.
Very good point. Now, look, I'm actually in Parramatta, but I live in Melbourne, so I'm in a totally different
walk.
Area at the moment.
Good on you, Michael. Good on you. Thank you for your time and good luck with your lecture.
Thank you, Gary. Good to speak to you.
Good on you. Chatting with Associate Professor Michael Woodward there. 131873 is our number. It's fascinating that he listed one of the four important things as social life, exercising your social skills. Why is that so vital, do you think?
Well, remember again, and we use this phrase so readily, but in the old days, you knew your neighbours, you knew the people in your street, you knew the people around you, and there are so many people totally isolated these days, and they are the ones, sadly, which don't have that intellectual challenge of discussing things. So go for a walk, sure, but go for a walk with someone where you can throw up a topic for discussion and then have a coffee and even a muffin if you... But it's the interaction that's the important thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And when you interact with people, they open all manner of doors and broaden your mind to all manner of things that perhaps are going to expand whatever your thinking processes are. So
and you go back to the Are You OK Day and all these other things. And what's it all about? Engagement.
Mm. Yep. We've all got that one super smart friend that we know, right? And once we spend an afternoon or an hour with them, maybe it's a phone call or a catch-up.
Yes.
You're exhausted, but you know your brain's really working. Yes. Trying
true.
To keep up with them.
True. Yes.
I'd like to be that person for someone else. I'm not sure that I am, but, you know.
Let's grab some of your calls, Eric. Experts are standing by. Lorna, thank you for hanging on this morning. We're coming to you in Rosebud, Victoria. Good morning.
Morning.
Welcome
Lorna.
To the House of Wellness. Hi, Lorna.
You there, Lorna?
Oh, hello, Gerald.
Hello. How can we help, Lorna?
Well, I have vertigo.
Yes.
And I have been told there's a tablet I can take, and I was wondering if that's so and if you could tell me the name of it.
Well, there are some medications that in theory will make a difference, Lorna, but there is a particular strain, a particular extract of ginkgo biloba, and it sounds a bit like rocket fuel, but if you could write down EGB, E for egg, G for Gerald, B for Betty, 761, that's the extract with the clinical evidence to show that it will and can and often does make a difference in not only vertigo but tinnitus as well. And you just need one of those each morning and your local pharmacy will keep it.
That's good advice. Mm. Hope that has some great positive results for you there, Lorna. 131873 is our number. All our callers going to air, get themselves in the draw for the $100 gift voucher.
And tinnitus is a problem for all of us because we've got earphones and...
Mm-hmm. Yes, well. I do have tinnitus on and off. Is that a natural... That's a natural product,
EGB.
No, but the EGB...
EGB is a particular extract because it's so many plants have different extracts, different actives, and this is the one that's had all the research about it.
How clever.
Yeah.
Let's grab Margaret, who's standing by in Westlake in Queensland. Good morning, Margaret.
Hi, Margaret.
Oh, good morning, everybody. I'm just very curious to know about a product called Zantac.
Mm-hmm.
I happened to be listening to the radio one morning when I couldn't sleep at 1 o'clock, and I heard a doctor say, anyone taking Zantac, go to the doctors, as we've now found out it causes cancer. Mm. So I checked out on Jared's Facebook page to see if he mentioned it at all, and you said that it was contaminated and was going to be removed from all the shelves.
Well,
No one needs to know about it.
No. This has come out of the US, Margaret, and where I read 64 different generic versions of the drug itself, which is called ranitidine. There's a number of generic extracts of that, generic manufacturers, who do potentially have a contaminant in it, which at the end of the day might be cancerous. Now, all they're saying is there could be a shortage of this while all those batches are checked. But Zantac, which is the main brand, that's the primary brand, that doesn't seem to have been involved. It's just been generic versions of that Zantac. So if you're using that particular one, Zantac, I'm sure you'll be okay. But you can certainly, if the doctor wants to chat to you about it when you're next there, do so, because we're all getting updates about this all the time. But there's nothing to fear. This is just something that's been perceived and found about generic extracts.
Great question. Thank you for raising that one, Margaret. Appreciate that. We'll get to more of your calls in just a sec. Let us know what ails you. If you've got any concerns, hopefully we can steer you in the right direction. 131873 is our number. The A to Z of vitamins and more of your calls coming up on the other side of this break on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Right now, selected big brand vitamins and cosmetics are half price. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Well, we love a healthy superhero here on the House of Wellness, BioGlan Chia Seeds. They pack a super punch to your meals and help increase energy and overall health. BioGlan Chia Seeds are the richest plant-based source of omega-3s, and they contain protein, dietary fiber, and antioxidants as well. Will you be a hero and get BioGlan Chia Seeds from Chemist Warehouse? They're just $9.99. BioGlan are, of course, proud sponsors of Nutritious to Delicious, and you can find their fantastic recipes under our Eat tab of the House of Wellness website. It's houseofwellness.com.au. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Every Sunday morning right across Australia, we have the one phone line. It's 131-873. Our experts are here for you to help you get well, stay well, live well and look fabulous. Let's come to Sam right now, who's in Erskine Park. Morning, Sam.
Good morning, Gerald.
Good morning, Sam.
My question is, I read that doctors in Europe have succeeded in curing type 2 diabetes by using a probiotic called Acrimonious.
Mm-hmm. The most exciting part about probiotics, Sam, is that we're learning more and more and more about them every day. And when you look at almost every disease state of which diabetes is one, there is usually some sort of probiotic or gut microbiome involvement. And it's quite fascinating. And I attended a lecture just recently where they were saying in years to come, we will probably treat infections that we use antibiotics for now by using particular probiotics to reinforce. Yes. And there's even a role to play, Joe, in not just diabetes, as Sam was suggesting, but even in mental health.
Yes.
People with particular mental health issues usually have an interruption to the gut microbiome, which is really fascinating. And what we've got to do is just make sure that we nurture this and develop it and see what else we can do and in the future. And, Sam, it's a great topic to bring up. If you've got blood sugar, carbohydrate issues with diabetes, looking at a regular probiotic is very, very important. And this particular one, we've probably made it very complicated that there's so many different types and we seem to think, well, this type will do this. We're not there yet, but it's on the way.
But what you allude to there, though, Sam, is that it's within your power to address your type 2 diabetes with many different lifestyle factors. Check out Dr. Michael Mosley and the work that he has done in reversing his type 2 diabetes.
Brilliant.
He was the first person to suggest the 5-2 diet, which is intermittent fasting, but he now has brought out another book, The Fast 800, which is all about how you can address your diet and change your lifestyle factors that really can have a huge impact on your type 2 diabetes. He reversed his.
Yes, amazing. He's an amazing guy.
Excellent.
Thanks, Sam.
I had an antibiotic about 3 weeks ago, and I felt then not quite right
tummy.
And I had a probiotic this week, finally.
Yes.
Your words do seep through.
Yes, they take a while, don't they?
But the ones I found were something like a 45 billion live units within this one.
Yes.
Quite amazing.
Yes. And look, the numbers sound impressive, but it really is just taking something to make sure our microbiome, which is 3 kilograms of bacteria we carry around, every single one of us is different, keeping that in balance as much as we can.
It's a lot of little biomes in
there.
It's
a lot for you.
A to Z of vitamins today. It's a nice little segue into that. What are we looking at?
Well, we're looking at probiotics and looking particularly at a multi-strain high-potency probiotic and the importance of perhaps looking at one of those each day. And the exciting part of the multi-strain ones is they normally have some of particular ones that we know make a difference. Lactobacillus rhamnosus, long name. Really good for people with eczema. So if you've got eczema, make sure you consider at least using a probiotic with that particular lactobacillus in it. But there's a whole series of them. And if you can, find one that doesn't need a fridge. You put things in the fridge, you forget to take them.
Yeah.
So it needs to be temperature resistant. It needs to be able to also withstand gut acidity, because you don't want something, you want it to get down into your intestines, which is where it works. And it's got to also be manufactured well enough to make sure it sticks to the intestinal wall, and then it recolonizes, it repopulates.
So, Gerald, you speak there about eczema particularly in that lactobacillus. How do we know what we particularly need, other than having symptoms that we want to address?
Yes.
How do we know what our microbiome might be lacking?
You can have a poo check. You can have these bacteria can be checked by arranging through a GP or naturopath if you wish. Now, that's costly. Mm. The easiest thing to do is to maybe do a bit of research. If you've got eczema, we know that that particular one. If you're anxious and not coping all that well, then there are particular probiotics that will contribute to rebalancing your gut microbiome.
Wow.
So do the work. Oh yeah, no, it is, and the thing is, it's all sort of natural because we carry this 3 kilogram around.
What is exciting is the areas we're exploring in the gut and the vital role it plays. We just thought it was where our food was digested. It's key to so many areas of our health.
Every single thing. Yeah. Every part of our health is affected by
that. And that conversation between your mental health and your brain health and the gut is just continual, and we're learning more and more of the power of the health of our gut for your moods and your decision-making, Ed.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, we all would have made, or perhaps myself, have made better decisions in my life if I'd looked after my gut health a little better.
Thank you for attempting to tar me, but then pulling back and self-correcting. Thank you, Joe. Bless you. The A to Z of item is brought to us by Go Healthy. It's New Zealand's number one premium supplement brand, now available in Australia. We've got more of your calls coming up. We'll take a little break. And coming up Wednesday, perhaps after Christmas and Easter, the most important day of the year, World Pharmacist Day. We'll discuss that with one Gerald Quigley after this on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Right now, selected big brand vitamins and cosmetics are half price. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Australia, do you want to be happy, feel good and live longer? Then get ready. Your marks, get set and go healthy. The Go Healthy range is New Zealand's highest-selling vitamin brand. The range has been carefully designed to deliver health and well-being through its very colourful and diverse range across 10 categories. And that includes general health, women's health, joint and bone health, specialty products and even children's health. Go healthy. Go and be you. Always read the label and use only as directed. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Had a really illuminating chat at the top of the show with Associate Professor Michael Woodward, who's the Chief Medical Advisor of Dementia Australia and Victoria, and a couple of follow-up calls as well. 131873 is our number. To Avondale Heights we go in Victoria. Elfie's standing by. Good morning, Elfie.
Hello. You there, Elfie?
Good morning, Elfie.
Hello.
Here we come.
Hey, hello, Elfie. How can we help you?
Hello, Gerald. Hello, panel.
Hi, Elfie.
Hi, and thank you for your fabulous, absolutely fabulous show. It's so helpful to everyone.
You're very kind.
Everyone. Just, no, you're kind.
How can we help you, Elfie?
Kind. Now, I'd like to actually talk about the seriousness of stress and how it underlies all chronic diseases.
Oh, you're on my page, Elfie. It's the greatest driver of the development. And we don't recognise it, do we?
Well, I do, and I think that doctors don't even talk about it. I do, you know, speak to people about it. But, you know, for example, when you're highly stressed, your brain does not work properly.
Sure.
The emotions are not working properly. The energy's not flowing.
True. And we're in a 24-hour society, Elfie, that we just have to learn to cope with these days, and be it social media or be it the 24-hour news cycle. As you have so rightly said, stress is inflammatory. Inflammation drives disease. So something, dementia certainly is inflammation of the brain. Osteoporosis is inflammation of the bones. And away you go, the whole thing. Address inflammation. And we were just chatting during the break of the importance of taking responsibility for yourself.
Yes.
Making some changes. Maybe that we've talked 5-2 with Michael Mosley often. Making some decisions about how often you'll eat, when you will eat, and what you will eat, and who you will eat with.
But also, Elfie, and I can't believe it's taken till this time in the show for me to bring up mindfulness and meditation, because it's my greatest joy, and I'm a huge advocate for it. But, Elfie, when you speak about stress and how it contributes to our health, slowing down, breathing, and if meditation is not for you, just taking a mindfulness walk in the morning and allowing the sensation of the sun on your face to just slow down that constant churning that's happening in our brains because of the stress.
Sure.
How crucial is that, Elfie?
Yes. So it's a great call, Elfie. And if we've got someone on the basis of your call says, right, from today, I will try and sit quietly for 15 minutes.
Mm.
Johnny Young used to call it the sounds of silence, just to be able to listen to nothing.
Mm. Start with
5 minutes, build up. That's all. Timely reminder from Denise, who's on the line in Frankston. Hi, Denise.
Hello,
welcome
Denise.
To the House of Wellness.
Yeah, hello. This is Simon. I'm Denise's son. Yes. Thanks for taking my call.
Pleasure.
Just wanted to let people know that there's a Frankston Ladies Choir has put on a concert today promoting Dementia Australia. All the funds are going to Dementia Australia.
Wonderful. Mm. So you're creating awareness, Simon, about a problem which so often we tend to put our heads in the sand and hope it'll go away.
So Google that. That's for our Victorian listeners. A concert in Frankston today, you said.
Mm. And what a great way to open your mind and keep that thoughts and as we were learning that we have to remain mentally active,
sure.
Go and learn how to sing or join a choir.
Well, I can recommend that.
Best way to remain socially engaged as well.
Yes.
What a wonderful thing to do.
Good
thank you so much, Simon.
Thank you. And look, I hope there's a lot more of these events around the country.
Now, big day coming up Wednesday. It's September 25. Not only is it my two eldest brothers' birthdays.
Oh.
Born on September 25, 2 years apart.
Yes.
Jeez.
Which is fun, except when you work it back 9 months to when the conception
only
of
you
was
could
Christmas
do that.
Eve. And I believe the eggnog was rather strong.
Oh, there. Mistletoe.
I know. Anyway, icky thoughts aside.
He has
aside.
An evil mind, doesn't he?
Icky thoughts aside, it's also World Pharmacist Day, September 25. This Wednesday, what happens?
Well, look, I think it's time for every pharmacist to think about the privileged position. And I speak about this to young pharmacists often. We are in such a privileged position to regularly see and monitor and get involved in a person's quality of life. And that if they're crook, we can just guide them through. If they want to stay well, we can be one of the team, along with everybody else. And if ever there's a need to reinforce the fact that health is a team, Joe, isn't it? It's not just one person. It's everybody talking to everybody else. And it's probably one of the biggest frustrations I see over my 50-odd years that professions don't tend to talk to one another as well and as respectfully and as commonly as possible. And I keep thinking back in the bush, you could, if you wanted to speak to the local GP, well, if you went down at 6 o'clock on a Friday, you'd be in the pub and you can say, now, look, we've just a couple of things going to have a chat to you about.
He's probably not wanting to have his Friday night beer interrupted with the
issues. Actually, we did. No, we could. I was there with my boss, and we were just trying to sort out a few little issues that had cropped up during the week. Now, we don't do that enough. Mm. So for the pharmacists out there, value your positions, and also to remember the pharmacist is there as the medicine archangel, basically, just to make sure that the instructions from the doctor are followed and you understand.
Well, I would like to say, because you're very humble, Gerald, so I would like to say on your behalf and all of the pharmacists' behalf, thank you so much for the role that you play in our community and for our families, that we are able to walk into our local chemist and we are able to have a conversation with someone that we see day in and day out and that we do trust.
Sure.
And, you know, they give us advice on some of the really basic things. Like, as parents, you don't know when your kids are too sick to go to school. You don't know what's something that my sweetheart can take because she hasn't slept for 3 nights because she had this terrible cough or what's this rash or, you know, all of these really basic things that the pharmacists are there. And we trust you, and we're very grateful that you're there just dispensing information.
You're very kind. And just as a bit of a signpost, is this serious enough that you go on and see someone else? Or is it something we can cope with ourselves, provided you let me know each couple of days what's going on?
Yeah, we're very grateful.
Safe and effective medicines for all. That's the theme for this year's World Pharmacist Day.
Wonderful. And that's pretty basic, but it's what it's all about.
And indeed, over your 5-plus decades of practice, you've seen the wonderful addition of herbal options as well becoming a bit more to the forefront.
Yes, well, we've talked about a couple of them today. So, look, all of that, that's what people become empowered to look after themselves. And isn't that what it's all about?
Yes.
I will take responsibility for my own health.
Hmm. But we can't do that without the information. So
well,
thank
we can
you.
Guide. We can. We don't tell, we guide.
Happy World Pharmacist Day for
very
this Wednesday. Ironically, it's on a hump day.
Oh, dear me.
fabulous. 131-873. Just a hug. That's a hug.
That's all
I want. 131-873. Jenny's in Mount Cottrell in Victoria this
morning.
Hello,
Jenny.
Hi, Jenny.
Hello, Jenny. Hello, Jenny. How can we help?
Good. Thank you for taking my call. I'm just wondering, I suffer from Helicobacter pylori.
Yes.
Now, I have gastroscopes done every 12 months, but it's resistant to most of the antibiotics on the market. And the ones that are sensitive to, I try, but with no avail, it still is there. So
it comes back all the time.
Oh. Yeah. So what's the best thing I can do to take?
I see some really good results, Jenny, with olive leaf extract. Now, olive leaf extract is my go-to for something that doesn't seem to want to fix itself. And you can get this in liquid form and start off at a lower dose, because what it does is clear out a lot of the bugs in your gut. And if you go at the regular dose too quickly, you can feel a bit off colour. So start at half doses for a week and then follow the instructions on the label. Usually it would be a 10 mil twice a day of an Australian fresh picked olive leaf extract.
Mm-hmm. Good luck.
Okay.
Good luck, Jenny.
And I'd be surprised if you don't see some improvements.
We've got to go to a quick break. A quick one from Peter, who's in Golston in New South Wales. He was just going to ask if you've heard of and used a high-frequency ISIS machine, I think it's called, for health and...
Lots of machines around. And as Elfie said, any way we can reduce inflammation is worthwhile. So in Europe, they use sound wave therapy chairs to reduce inflammation.
Right.
So, just staggering. In the clinic I work in, we have a sound wave therapy chair. Brilliant.
Excellent. All righty. Let's take a little break. More on the House of Wellness after this.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Right now, selected big brand vitamins and cosmetics are half price. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
It is your Sunday morning tune-up right around the country on the Macquarie Network. Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane, Adelaide and Perth. Thanks for your company as always. World Pharmacist Day coming up on Wednesday. Hug your pharmacist if they're as adorable as ours is, Gerald Quigley. And we have a $100 gift voucher to award today from all our callers.
Yes, we're going to award that today to Elfie, who rang us about inflammation and stress. And that's what life's all about, Elfie. If we could get everybody to understand the role of stress in developing inflammation, we would be a healthier world. You are the winner of the $100 gift voucher from Chemist Warehouse. Congratulations.
Fantastic. We'll have another to give away next Sunday as well. Mm-hmm. We turn our attention to the small screens on the channels of 7 today from midday. House of Wellness TV is coming up, Joan. Plenty to cover today.
Absolutely. One of my favourite stories of the year, I have to say, is around an incredible, I would say, clinical advancement around childhood cancer. This is the Zero Childhood Cancer Program, which is a national initiative. And we speak with Professor David Ziegler, who came in and shared with us a story around a beautiful little girl, Ellie, who had an aggressive cancer. It was the size of a football in her chest. And the story is so moving because she was not responding to any treatment and she was on life support. And effectively, the scientists in the Zero Childhood Cancer Program worked around the clock for 2 weeks and discovered the exact genetic mapping of that particular cancer for her and found a treatment somewhere in America, and that child is now in remission.
There you go.
So this is this incredible program that is treating children, because every single cancer is different.
It's really beautiful. Together,
we're also learning about medical cannabis this morning and meeting an incredible woman who has a brain tumour and is a part of this medical cannabis trial that's making a huge difference to her.
It is really one of the great advancing areas of
medicine. Yes, it is.
Isn't it?
Yeah, and we're moving along well.
Yes, absolutely. We're going to meet Tony Armstrong, who is an ex-AFL player and was recently our first Aboriginal football caller.
Great.
He was incredible. Such a beautiful story. And he tells us about St Mary's Football Club, which is up in the Northern Territory. It's brought us some of our greatest players.
It's going to be a jam-packed show.
It really is.
Can't wait to check it out. That's our Sunday started, but there's plenty of the weekend left. Sadly for our football teams, it's pre-season now. So.
It is a shame, yes.
Yes, it is.
Have a great weekend. That's Gerald, thank you. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
We'll see you next Sunday
we
for
will.
Another edition of the House of Wellness.